Because Naim, Rashi says, because it will be more in Meir Einenu, in areas that we don't see. So even though he wasn't a Yisrael, but Moshe Rabbeinu had a tremendous ahava for him and a tremendous covet for his chachma, for his great chachma. So everybody, as a matter of fact, there's a Rashi that everybody came out, because he says who wouldn't come out when Moshe and Aaron came out, so everybody came out. So he received tremendous covet. This whole in his comment to Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't simply a practical matter to bring back Zipporah and Moshe's sons, but it was really it was a major event in Klal Yisrael. Major event in Klal Yisrael that this individual came to Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay. So what was the manifestation of this great event? The key pasuk, it seems to me, is first of all, Vayichad Yisrael Kol HaTov Asher Asa Hashem Yisrael. That alone, I mean, it shows that he was very happy about the Torah. Felt a sense of joy. What was the sense of joy? Was he felt a tremendous. He was very happy about the Hashgacha. The Hashgacha made him feel it was a happy event to him. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives his Hashgacha to Basar Adam, and his Hashgacha extends even to man, and this made him feel very good, very happy about that. Then the pasuk says, "Vayom Yisrael Baruch Hashem Asher Hitzil Aschem Miyad Mitzrayim Miyad Parah Asher Hitzil Aschem Mitachas Yad Mitzrayim." Then he says a strange pasuk. "Ata Yadati Ki Gadol Ad Hashem Mikol Halayim." He says so. This pasuk, I mean, demands interpretation. What do you mean Mikol Halayim? I mean, Halayim is not non-existent. Ain't no Govada. There's nothing else. So what does it mean? God is greater than Mikol Elohim from any gods. So Rashi interprets, Malame Shayamakir Bechol Avodazor Shabala. Shayloiniach Avodazor Shlovda. So what he meant to say was that now I see that the Das HaEmes is Hakaras Hashem and there's nothing else. That's what Rashi interprets. The Unkelus interprets, he says, Ka'an Yedano Are Rabad Hashem V'les Eloh Bar Mine. It's the same idea as Rashi, but he says V'les Eloh Bar Mine. There is none other besides. But of course, I mean, that's Unkelus' interpretation. But the question is, why did the Torah express it in that way? Unkelus says it means "v'les Eloh bar minei." So why did the Torah say "ki gadol lo Hashem mikol halayim" in a relative form? I mean, it should have said "atayidati ki gadol lo Hashem ve'ein od muvado." But the pasuk itself puts it in a relative frame. Okay, so in Unkelus, I mean, it remains difficult in terms of the translation of the pasuk. Why is the Pshuto Shel Mikra differently than what Unkelus interprets? Okay, yeah, that's the question basically. So there's a Ramban, an interesting Ramban over here. Ramban says. Now, what was his proof, by the way? What was the thing that impressed him? So the end of the pasuk says, "Why ki badova asher zodu aleihem." Again, a very strange pasuk, because of the thing that they intended against them. What's the meaning of the words? I mean, the words themselves demand a translation. So Unkele says, "Arei b'fisgama di chashivu mitzroy lemeidan yas Yisrael." Because that with which the Egyptians intended to do evil to Klal Yisrael, they themselves were judged by that. So So Rashi says, Rashi interprets, Rashi says that the pshat is kitaguma. Bamayim dimu la'abdom v'hein neftu b'mayim. They wanted to destroy them through water. And they themselves were destroyed by water. So it means, okay, mida connected mida. Okay. So that was his whole, I mean, the whole thing that moved Israel, that they wanted to destroy the water, they would destroy the water. All right, I mean, what is so great? I mean, great this great chacham that was, that one of the greatest chacham in the world, I mean, you'd expect something that's, you know, a tremendous var chachma, but just because they wanted to destroy them through water, so they would destroy the water. All right, it's nice it happened that way, but I mean, what's the significance? What's the tremendous significance of this? Okay. Interesting, Ramban learns differently. So Ramban learns like this, and he interprets Unquist differently. Ramban says like this. He says, Pirusha, the Dovar Sherezigo Mitzvah Mal Yisrael, Yadati Shehu Godo Mikol Olehim. The Tam Zem and Nesha Hashem Gozar and Azilias. He says, because of this, I know that that God is greater than, in other words, he has greater recognition, and he recognizes God over all the other avodah zarah. Tam zem nesh Hashem gozer al Yisrael v'avodim v'inu osa. He says, the reason is like this, because God was gozer on the Jews v'avodim v'inu osa, abba me'el shama. That was the zera. V'lo hoyal ha-mitzrim bozer ha-onesh ha-god. And on enslaving the Jews, Ramban says, the Mitzrim wouldn't have gotten a great honor. Avalezidu aleihem v'choshvu l'hachris osam an olam. But the evil was that they intended to destroy them completely. K'mo shenema, hoven eschach malo pen yirbe. So you see that in hoven eschach malo pen yirbe, that they wanted to destroy, reduce the numbers, and which was really to ultimately totally annihilate them. The gozer aleihem kol abeina yilod hayorat hashluchu. Umitnei zeh, because of this, hoya aleihem ha'onish hamashchus asom gamri. That's why they had this terrible onish that totally destroyed them. Okay. V'zeh shenema v'gamis agoy asher yavodu donu nochi. Timosha Pirashtov. He says, and this is exactly like I explained in Bereshis, in the Brisbane Absar. Yamas Agoya Shea Vodun Donanoch. I explained it there. Vihine Hashem Ros Mach Shavosom, the Noking Mehem Al Zidon Libon. So God saw their intentions, and he was done them. And he took the comma from them, al zedon livam, because of their evil intent. Lachein omar kosev, ki yadati ki ezidu alei. Okay, ki onish bavur azodon shechoshvu lasas lehem. The onish is because of the evil intent. Yehine Hashem ro ala levo, v'osem mishpat hashukim v'nokem v'balchema v'imocha b'yada. He says, v'unkulis she'oma arei b'chizgoma d'chashivu mitzroi l'meidan yas yisro b'edin imun. He says, unkulis that says, that because the very thing that the Egyptians wanted to use against the Jews, he says, Yitzalomar ki hoya onshom al tviyas hayaladim bayor. What he means, what Unkelus means to say is that their onish was because they drowned the babies in the or. Sheinenu b'chwal v'avodim v'inosom. Because that's not included in v'avodim v'inosom. Doesn't say anything about that. So the al-kain iddam b'mayim. So basically the Ramban is saying that Unkelus is going his way. But he's not really, not like Rashi, who learns the pshat of Unkelus, Mida Kenega Mida, but a different pshat, the Ramban's pshat. Ramban's pshat is a very strange pshat. Ramban's pshat is, if the Mitzvim would have just enslaved them, that would have been fine. Not only fine, but if you take a look at the Ramban, we're going to take a look at the Ramban, you see, they're the big tzaddikim. And big tzaddik, and they would get a lot of schar for enslaving them. Okay, what? Vavadim vinosam. Yeah. Vavadim vinosam means a certain amount. of Inui comes with Avdus. But not the Inu Osom, it doesn't mean Inu Osom just to torture them, endless torture. It means Bavodim the Inu Osom, that through the Avdus they will torment them. Okay? So you'll see the Ramban. The Ramban is over here.
That would have been enough.
Not only enough, but I'll show you the Ramban. The Ramban says it's strange. Strange Ramban. What?
It says a Honsha Gadol. No, you're a Halamitim, but it's a Honsha Gadol. You could have just said a Honsha.
I know, but
you're right.
They would have gotten some Honsha, but they wouldn't have gotten
praise.
Okay, that's a good deal, and I believe the Lashon Ramban is exact. But a lot of times, and this is a good place to take notice, a lot of times it's hard to make a diuk from a guttle, from a great gong, because you don't know where he intends to be in the diet. We'll see. We'll come back to this. You'll see what the diuk is, but it's not a simplistic diuk. You have to be careful with a diuk when you're reading the works of a great mind, because it sounds like you're saying you wouldn't get an honest guttle, we got a little honest. You'll see why he says that, but it's interesting to understand why he wrote it that way. A lot of times, an ordinary person usually writes something for a deal. But a person that's a great mind, many times he's not writing for a deal. He's writing because he has to express the thing in the proper way. And it comes out that the reader that is not aware of the fact that he's presenting it in its full form, and the only way he could present it because of the ideas in his mind, thinks that it's a deal. We'll see, but it's a good observation. But in order to understand that part of the Ramban, you really have to do the Ramban that he makes a reference to, the Ramban in Bereishis. Because without that, you really don't. You can't take Ramban where he says, as I said before, and just think that by that alone you know what he's talking about. You have to take the trouble of going through carefully what he said before. And what he said before is on the Bris Ben Avsalom. It's a little bit lengthy, so you have to have a little patience.
Where is it?
But it's on the Gamas Agoy Hashem Avod Don Anochi. As Bereishis Tesvav Yudal. But you have to have a little patience with it. I said, going through the Ramban, but I think it's a very, very interesting Ramban. And the Ramban supports himself from the Novi. And it gives you a whole, an interesting idea. But he starts off like this. He says, He says like this. He says, "Kitam v'gam es hagoy asher yavod." No, what is v'gam? He says like this. He says that afal pi shani gozarti al zarach aliyos gerim beretz lo lohem, even though I was gozer that they should be enslaved the Inu Osom, afal pi kain eshpot es hagoy asher yavodu al asher yasu. He says, God says he's going to judge the nation that does this to them. So in other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Avram Avinu the full range of his mishpat. Wasn't just interested in telling him what's going to happen to Klal Yisrael. But he wanted to tell him also his derech in mishpat, that he's done the war, he's going to be done the nation that fulfills his command, which is sounds strange, but he was modia. He was teaching Avram Avinu the derech hamishpat. So he said, "Against Vatam, what's the reason for that?" This is really Ramban's key line over here that he emphasizes. He says that ani katzafti ma'at v'heim ozru l'ra. God says, I got a little angry, so to speak, and they went and were marba, and then they added to it for evil. V'omer, another pasuk, katzafti al ami chilalti nachalosi, and then this is Ramban also took him like water. But I think it's the end of the pasuk over there that the Ramban. Yeah, v'etnein biyotcha lo santo lahem rachamim al zokein yichbadeto oleich ma'od. The pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I got angry on my nachla, on my nation, and I gave them, my nation in your hands, but you didn't give them any racham. Okay, you weren't merachem on a zaken. And echbadeta olech ma'ol. You made the yoke very, very heavy. Okay? Ramban is very well spoiled. V'chein hoya b'mitzrayim, he says, and that's exactly what happened in Mitzrayim. Shehosifu lahora, ki yishlichu b'neim liyor. He says, that's what happened in Mitzrayim. Because they were mosim, they were marba, they increased the ra. Because they threw their babies in the yor, v'yimoru eschayem, b'avoda kasha, that wasn't part of it, v'choshvu yimchos eshimam. And they wanted to totally destroy, annihilate Kol Yisrael. V'zeo ma'ashamar Yisrael. That's what Yisrael said. Ki ba'davar shezodu alei. The intention. Ki azodon hu shehevi aleim ha'onesh ha'gadol. She'ibda min olam. It says the zodon was the thing that really was ma'abed them. V'chein ki yadata ki ezidu alei. Ki ezidu alei, Pasuk says. Kosh Baruch was done them because he knew their intention. Okay. Now the Ramban goes on. He says Varav Nosan Tam B'Sefer Amada. He says the Rambam gave a reason for this already in the Sefer Amada on Hilchos Tshuva. He says, and the Rambam says like this: Lefi Shelo Gozal Ishidua, because the Rambam is bothered with the question of Bechira Chofshes. Because it says that Vahodim Ve'inu Osam Arba Me'el Shema, so that's what they have to do. So where's the Bechira Chofshes? Okay. So the Rambam answers like this: says Lefishlo Gozar L'Shedua, because God wasn't Gozar; He didn't decree on a specific person. V'chol Osam Anarim LiYisrael, and all those Mitzrim that did evil to the Jews, Ilu Lo Rotzah Kolechem Hem Rashus Piyada. If each individual wanted not to harm the Jews, not to participate, he had the ability, he had the free will. He says, "Lefish lo nigzal lish biyadua." It wasn't a specific zera that this person should torment the Jew. V'lo nis. That's the Rambam's answer. So he says, "V'lo niskinu devora vetzel." Okay, so Rambam doesn't like the Rambam's pshat. Okay. But not for the same reason as the Raiva. It's interesting. The Raiva didn't like the Rambam's shot for a different reason. Because the Raiva asked the question, the Raiva says, as a matter of fact, the Raiva says that what the Rambam is saying is divrei nairus. He says it's just silly. He says, V'alo kosmetar avodim, you know something? Avram, she'inam etuvolim. He says, these are not very well-seasoned words. V'chaye roshi kimatan yamashem divin iris. I said this almost like silly words. He says, Yomar abore lezonim lomazaniso v'ani lo iskarticho b'shem k'dei shetom asho lecho gzeirosim. Yomar lo azonim v'al michol gzeirosho ki alosim shlo azonim arei lo iskam gzeirosho. So he's going in the other pasuk. V'kom omazev zono acharei elahei necharotz. That the pasuk says that the Jews will follow the local gods. And the local gods. So the Ram says that God wasn't Gozer on anyone. So the Rav asks a question. He says the Rav's question, just put it in other words, is simply the same thing about Bavim Vino also. Same thing, same question. Okay, yeah. So the Rav's question is, what difference does it make if the Torah, or if the Nevuah, God didn't identify the ones that are the doers by name, or He didn't identify them? Who cares if He didn't identify them? What's the Rambam saying? That He didn't say on this one or that. So He didn't identify them, but somebody has to do it. Okay? So, and as long as He said that somebody has to do it, so basically somebody's being coerced. That's the Rambam's question. The Rambam's question on the Rambam is, simply, the Rambam is saying that each Egyptian was free not to do it. So the Ravitz quite overcome almost ever zonach or elay necharoretz that they're going to get up there, and the Rambam says, but it doesn't say which ones are going to serve Vodazor. So what's the difference if He doesn't identify them? So what? But somebody's supposed to do it. So there has to be some coercion. Just because they're not identified doesn't make it. And if they didn't say who, but somebody in the group is going to have to do it. Okay. So the Ravitz says, so that's why what the Rambam sounds is like divrei nairus. It sounds silly because he's just saying, just because he didn't say who, so that makes a difference. What's the difference? Okay. Yeah, the Ramban apparently wasn't bothered with that question. Ramban apparently was not bothered with that question at all. Because the Ramban says, I don't find his words correct, and the Ramban will explain why he disagrees with him. But basically, it's not the Ravitz argument that it's divrei nairus. So I believe we explained once the Ravid's criticism, the Machlokes and the Ravid and the Rambam. That you see the question is like this. It's a question is what does the Rambam mean? See, the Rambam states clearly what he means. The Rambam says he says. He says, God only told them in Hago Shalom. So just because God says that this nation is going to be the Tzadikim Rishayim, Lomit Neze Yomar Rasha Kvar Nigzar Olav Shiyah Rasha. It doesn't mean it was Israel. What does the Rambam mean? The Rambam means very simple. The Rambam means that in order to interfere with free will, there must be a specific event. Which means you can't have an interference with free will in a general way. See, an interference with free will is a specific. So the Rambam is saying that God basically never interfered with anybody's free will. Never interfered with anybody's free will. All he said was that there will be people that will do such and such. This is not an interference with free will. In order to interfere with free will, it would have to be exerent specific on a specific individual. Because in order to interfere with free will, it requires a particular, not a general, but it requires a particular. So he said, and that's what the Rambam is saying, that there never was a particular thing over here. That's what the Rambam is explaining. It never took place in this there never was a particular phenomenon that a certain individual was coerced. That's not what the Torah said. The Torah is saying that this is going to happen. Okay, and then he says, and how does God know it's going to happen? I explained that we don't know. How does God know it's going to happen without causation? There's no causation. So that's a question I took care of before. And I said, God's knowledge is not based on causation. It's only human knowledge based on causation. But God's knowledge is different. That's a different problem, and I addressed that already. That's what the Rambam says. But why? So on the surface, the Rambam was saying very, very well. I mean, he was just saying simply that there was no, God never interfered specifically with any individual's free will. But it was just a prediction. In other words, this is going to occur. The Ravid, so why is the Ravid, what's bothering the Ravid? What was bothering the Ravid is because the Ravid took the Nevuah, Va'avodim Ve'inu Osam, as something that must happen. You see, that's what the Ravid interpreted. The Ravid interpreted Vavodim Ve'inu Osam means it has to be. There must be, in order for Klal Yisrael to receive the Torah, there has to be a prelude, a time before where they undergo enslavement. And that's the only way that can happen. If that's the Gzeirah, that it must be that way, so then the Ravid's question is a good question. Because it has to be that way. So that means that in the plan there must be individuals that have to fulfill that plan. Otherwise, there's never going to be a Klal Yisrael. You see, so that's what the Ravid says. The Ravid learns that Vavodim Ve'inu Osam must occur. And that's the Nevuah. If it must occur, so then there must be Shluchim that are predetermined to accomplish this. So the Ravid says, okay, then it's just a question of which Shluchim. This guy or that guy, these people or those people. So then the Ram's answer is not a good answer.
Well, why is that being determined? Like, why can't they be volunteered?
What do you mean?
Are they volunteered?
We'll get there. This will get there in a second. We'll get there in a second. The Ravid never thought of an idea of volunteers. It's interesting. The Ravid was just saying that this must be, and if it must be, so then you can't say God gives people free will, and something must be. If it must be, so then somebody has to be predetermined. So then they can't be Bechir Chavshas. That's just a question. That's the Rabbi's argument. But the Rambam never maintained that the Nevuah was that it has to be. The Nevuah was that it will be. But Habesh Luchon Lamakom, in many ways it could have happened. Didn't have to happen Dafka through a Vavadim. That was one of the ways. What did Moshe Rabbeinu say? Shlach no biyat tishlach. He says, I'm not the only one. It's Habesh Luchon Lamakom. So you see that almost actually happened because it says Vahiva Derech Mamalon Vayifkishe Rashem Vayivakasham Yisro. So the plain shot is Moshe Rabbeinu almost lost his life. So what would have happened? Habesh Luchon Lamakom. That's it. Like Moshe Rabbeinu said, Shlach no biyat tishlach. So that's the way the Rambam is. That's where the Rambam is learning. The Rambam is learning Va'avodun V'inoson. Va'avodun V'inoson didn't necessarily have to be that way. See, if it had to be that way, then the Ravid is right, because then there must be people that are going to fulfill. So it has to. You can't get. It's not possible to give everybody free will. Everybody can exercise their free will. It's not going to happen. That's a tactic of Sasser. But that's the Ravid. That's the Ravid's argument. So then it's just a matter of disclosing who it is. So that's my scenario. You don't disclose who it is. You can't hide behind not saying who it is. I mean, what's the difference? It's about him, it's him. That's the Rav's argument. But the Rambam maintained that it did not have to happen that way. Vavodim v'inosam was the way it was going to happen. That's the way it was going to happen. The only way. The only way. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu determines what's only and what's not only. And the Nevuah never said that this is the only way. So apparently there were other ways. That's the way it runs. If there are other ways, so then it's simply a prediction that this is the way things are going to unravel. So then that's what the Rambam was saying, that there never wasn't any interference on a particular level with any individual. He said with any individual. He says just like people can't say, just like if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would say there's going to be Rishonim and Tzaddikim in the nation. So would a person that's a Rush have right to say, hey, it's not my fault, I'm fulfilling the prediction? No, he can't excuse himself for that, because it has nothing to do. He could have been from the Tzaddikim. It's only a prediction that this is the way things will unravel. But it's not that it has to be that way. It doesn't. They don't have to be Rishayim and Tzaddikim. That's the way, that's Minhago Shalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was forecasting, was telling the future. Giving the future of giving the four knowledge to Avram Avinu of how things will unravel. Okay? Yeah.
So if it was just a prediction and it didn't have to happen, what value would it be to give that type of a prediction?
Now, there's a lot of value. There's a lot of value in the way things happen. To understand them. I mean, that's just something. You know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him information to Brisman of Sarum?
No, if it was just a prediction, then it could have turned out otherwise.
No. A prediction can't turn out otherwise. If God gives a prediction, it has to be that way. But not because intrinsically the people don't have free will. It's just that his knowledge is not based on causation. That's a whole separate sheet. I mean, you can't go through right now. It's a separate area. The way the Ravid describes it is a good way to think about it. The Ravid, in other words, just because, like the Rabbi said before, just because God says something will happen does not mean that he causes it in the sense that the person doesn't have the free will. It just means he knows the future. But he knows the future is not a cause of the... He's telling you which choice the individual is going to take. But he's not interfering with the choice. He's just saying he knows which choice the person will take. Just because he knows which choice the person will take doesn't mean the person has no choice. That's not a type of self. Neither the Rabbi's not. So the question, that's really the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid. Yes?
What do you mean?
It means if a certain thing, it had to be, in the scheme, there had to be avodim v'avodim v'inos, that the avdus had to receive Matan Torah. There had to be avodim.
The Ravid
is fair with Rambam. That's a different, that's a different way. That's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts the quantities. It's a different method. His method of counting is not... is not a simple chronology, but he has all the judgment of how he counts. Counts for you, because in terms of honor. Okay, but that's really the argument. Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
According to Ram Shita, would it have made a difference?
Yeah, the Ram's not talking about identifying particular people. That doesn't matter. To
okay.
See, the reason why the Ravid asked that question was because the Ravid understood that it has to happen. So he says right. Now the Rambam just saying, doesn't say who. So if it has to happen, somebody's got to do it. That's the argument. But the Rambam never meant that because it doesn't say who. That's it. The Rambam just meant to say that it is simply Minhago Shalom. This is the way Minhago Shalom is going to be, and this is what's going to happen. Minhago Shalom could have been differently. That's if everybody was Tzaddik, it can be a different Minhago Shalom. But the Rambam's answer is basically that it didn't have to be, it wasn't Xerah, it had to be Vavodim or otherwise. But this is the way it was going to unravel. Okay, everybody understand?
Doesn't
Rambam
say that?
That's what he means. You have to look at what he's saying, not just the word. He's saying because God never decreed on specific people. What he means is, in order to interfere with Bechira, you can't use universal, you have to use particulars, because it's a particular phenomenon. So he says that never happened. God never interfered on a particular level. That's all he's saying. He's not saying because he doesn't mention who. That's not, you understand? The Ravid's question is only a question because the Ravid maintains that this has to happen. Then he has a good question. All the Rambam is saying is, it would be a question, yeah, if God was Gozer on this person, that he has to do this. Because that would mean he interferes in specific. But to interfere with free will requires a specific force. A specific force, not a universal. A universal is a prediction. Okay? A universal, you can't interfere with Bechira in a universal way. That's what Rambam is saying. And to interfere with Bechira, you have to get down to particular. And the Pasuk is speaking the universal. So what does that show you? It shows you the Pasuk is just forecasting, giving a predicting the Minhag HaShel Olam. That's what the Rambam is saying. Because if the Pasuk meant to do anything more than that, it would have to mention specifics. That's what it was. But it doesn't. It just says generalities. Why? Because it's just telling you the future, Minhag HaShel Olam. It's not an interference in Bechira. That would require a specific statement. That's what the Rambam is saying. But the Ravid's question is not from the Lashon HaRambam, it's from his understanding of what is meant by Vavodim V'Idolos. That it means it must take place. You must have this object. If it has to take place, then it can't be that it makes a difference, this one or that one. Somebody has to do it. It must be that way. So then it has to take place. Okay, yes.
Rather maintain that God predicts God.
That's a separate question. I'm not going to go questions of Bechira. Bechira is a big area. The Rambam says it's one of the endless off. So I'm not going to go. Just explain to what the. So the Ramban basically understood the Rambam. The Ramban understood what the Rambam said. The Ramban understood exactly. That's why the Ramban doesn't bother the Rambam with the Ravid's intrinsic question that it's silly. Because the Ramban understood that the Rambam was saying simply that it's a prediction. It's a forecasting of Minhag HaShel Olam. But it's not an interference because it's not on a specific level. So the Ramban understood that. But the Ramban had a different problem. Yes. At any rate, the Ramban understood the Rambam, that the Ramban, what the Ramban's answer was. The Ramban's answer was, it doesn't have to happen. Okay? It does not have to happen. And it's just forecasting the future. But the Ramban didn't like the Ramban's answer for a different reason. Okay? He said like this. Interesting. He says, "Well, on this canoe, Devar Vesli, why? Shafilu Gozar she'echad mikol ha'umos yariyah lahem bekafakaf. Even if it was a gzera that one of the nations will do evil to them in such and such a way, va'osa gzerasa shalakadosh baruch hu, and that nation did God's gzera, zocha bedvar mitzvah. The nation was zocha in a dvar mitzvah. Umatam bedvaro." And what's the time what the Rambam is saying? What kind of an answer is it? He attacks the Rambam from a different point of view, not from the point of view that it has to happen, it doesn't have to happen. That he says, apparently he agrees with the Rambam. There are many ways it could happen, and there are many ways it could happen, and this is one of them. But he has a different problem. He says his problem is that even if it was a gzeira me'es Hashem that some nation should oppress the Jews, he says, so if they do, it's a zocha b'dvar mitzvah. U'matam b'dvar kashi yitzav ha'melech sheyasu b'nei medina ploni masim en ha'masim. If the melech decrees that the people of the medina should do a certain activity, a certain action, ha'masrasha will make the dover al acherim chomes v'chotei nafsho. Somebody who refrains and says the next person should do it is a chotei to the king. Okay? So he says, "Va'osa yafik ritzon mimenu." He says, "Yafik ritzon mimenu." So he says, "And whoever does it will be in line with the will of the melech." So he says, Ramban says that. In other words, that if the melech is gozer, a person should do such and such. Whoever doesn't do it, unless the other person do it, is a misrashul b'chala. Okay. Similarly, over here, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you should do this, so a nation that abstains is evil because they're not doing Ratzon Hashem. The Koshkin Shakosu Rama Vagamas Agoy Ashayavodu Sheyavdu Hagoy Kulo, that they should serve the entire nation, Vahim Hochume Atzma Mitzrayim. So you see, you know, as everything was set up. Okay, so Koshkin, that it was put right into their lap and they're supposed to do it. So Koshkin, if they don't do it, it's a terrible Okay, because there's no one even competing for the job. Okay? Avalatam kasher kasaf. The reason is like I wrote. Ukvaris kir rabosenu ha'inyin azeh. Amu b'veil shmos rabba. Mashal la'adam. And mashal to an adam she'amal l'vna. And Adam said to his son, Yase emploni v'lo yitzarena. So he said that he said my son should work for so and so and he shouldn't be mitzarim. Holach va'osa. So this person went and worked the son. Afa pisha osa ino chinam lo hiniach shelo haya mitzaro. So, but however, when he did it, he was mitzarim. Kishenisratza Adam levno, when the master became appeased with his son, the gozal mitzaro of harigo. So he was goes on because the guy was Mitzayra's son. He didn't tell him Mitzayra's son. Don't work him. So then he killed him. Kach, the Ramban says, Kach goes our Kodesh Baruch Hu, she yisom mishibodim b'mitzrayim. Amazing Ramban. Omdu aleyem v'shibdim b'chozer. So God was goes that they should be mishibodim b'mitzrayim. And they were mishabdim b'chozer. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hoyo lechem linu b'am k'avodim. V'yasit zorkechem. You should have worked them like slaves, and they do what you need. Ani katzafti ma'at, v'heim ma'az v'l'roi. Awesome. I can't. That's he's quoting out of the Medrash. Chazal. Amazing, amazing Medrash. V'davar barahu ki hashlochas b'neim li'or eino b'chla v'avodim v'inosim. That's a davar bar. Okay, maybe you'll stretch to the English. But this is qualitatively excluded. Avohi akirosam l'gamri. V'chein ma'asham r'tchilo hov'en eschak mo'lo pen yirba. Eino b'chla v'avodim v'inosim. They were Moshef in the Inui. There's a certain Inui that goes along with Avdus, but they were Moshef in it. So he says, Amoros Chayeim Bavoda Kasha. Vumasham Akosu Vayaras on Yinu Vesamolinu Veslachatzenu. And Rabban continues, Vidava Hovin. And he says an interesting thing. He says, Ki Ha'ish, Shenichta Vinechtam Barash Hashanah Lahariga, a person who was destined to die, because on Rosh Hashanah's Gzad Din was that he should leave this world. But the robbers who kill him are not going to escape because he was destined to die in, because he was a Zardin of Rosh Hashanah. He says, "Who Rasha Bavono Yomos? This person that was destined to die is died in his own sin. The Domo Miyadarotseach Yivukash. But his blood is going to be sought from the hands of the Rotseach. Avol Kasha Teitzeh, he says that, so the Ramban throws that in. He says, don't make a mistake of what I'm saying. I'm not saying that because the person was Nigzal Misa, because he's a Russian, that the guy that kills him is gets away with it. He says, no, 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 he is a Rotzeach, and he's going to have to suffer his fate. He says, Avol Kasha Teitzeh Gzeira Pi Novi. But when the Gzeira comes out through a Novi, Yesh Ba'osa Osa Dine. Ki Im Shama Osa V'Rotza Lasa Shetzon Baro Ki Nigzar Eino Of Chet. Aval Yeshlo Schusbo, amazing Ramban, it says. Kashama Beyeyu, because it says by Yeyu, who is Melch Yuda, Yana Shahativosa, Lassos, Ayosha, Beine, Kachol Shabbovi, Asisul, Beis Achov, because you destroyed Beis Achov, Bonin Riven Yeshlo Chalkisa Yisrael. So he says he was given Schar for that, for destroying the house of Achov. Avalim Shama Mitzvah, Vahoragoso, Lissino, O Lishloloso, that Ramban is coming back because he wants to make sure he gets every phase over here, every characteristic of the picture. He says, but if he killed him because he hates him or because he wanted to rob him, Yeshalov Ha'onesh, Kihula Chait Mishchavim, because his kavanah was not to do God's will, but his Mechavim Lachait. Va'aveira Hulo, you see. V'chein HaKosev Oma B'Sancherev, Hoi Asher Shevet Api. So because his intention was lashmid, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu says I put them in their hands, but their intention was lashmid. And that's why Sancherib was nenash in the end. While Teferis Rumenov, his gaiva and his haughtiness, that's why God will take revenge, be done him. By the way, and I mentioned before, the word Nakam doesn't really mean revenge in the common sense. Nakam really means din. Because Kel Nakamas Hashem. And you see in this week's surgery, it says, Nakam Yinakim. What is Nakam Yinakim? It says, Yisavet Bei Din. Din. Nakam is din. Okay. Vamabo, the issue of Nakama is like we said, is that this would take personal din and a lot of Vama bose pezu Yisrael aroya sidichu arisha nochlo malach asher v'zeo achron asmo nevuchad retza malach bava. L'chein kamar Hashem hinni poket al malach bava v'latzo kasher pokanti al malach asher. So the pasuk says that God said the same way that I was done sanchev malach asher, I'll be done nevuchad retza. V'nezu raya shenenesh malach asher al aroya shasul Yisrael. V'hinei nevuchadnetzer shoma, nevuchadnetzer shoma kenavim pecho. The Nebuchadnezzar heard all the Nevi'im saying, Karam asol ha'chri v'shalayim. The Nevi'im were telling him to destroy v'shalayim. V'huv v'chol amo nitztavo al-kach mipi Navi. Comes out that they were mitzura mipi Navi to destroy v'shalayim. K'mo shekos, v'hin yishalech lach al-kach ti'es kol mishkos sofim v'mad Hashem, v'el nebuchadnezzer melech bogav abdi lavi yosim ala oretz azos v'ad yishveh lach haramtim. V'chsiv, v'hin yinosin yasir azos b'yad ha'kazdim, v'yad nebuchadnezzer melech bogav. V'itzisu asoyir ba'esh. Vafal based on Mikdash Atzma Oma, and the Santis of Bias is a Kishilo. So you see that they were Mitzuva Mipi Navi to destroy the Eretz Yisrael and to destroy Yerushalayim and to be Machr of the Bias. Amazing. The Hen Yodim Kimitzvah Hashemi. Kimo Shaman Ruzadon Le Yimiyar, Hashem Le Kecha, Dibra Saraz, Osa Lamakam Azeva, Yelo Vyasar Hashem, Kasha Dibra, Kichatasim Le Rashim. So you see that he mentioned. The Navi mentioned that they knew that that was a mitzvah Meis HaNavi. The Afal Pikein, so even though they knew it was a mitzvah Meis HaNavi to destroy the Migdash, the Yerushalayim, the Migdash, Afal Pikein, Nenshu Akasim Kuru Yisof. But still, they were all Nenash, they were all punished. V'hoyazim Neshnei Tam. The reason why this happened, two reasons, he says. Ho Echad, one, Shegam Hunishchaven Lahashmit Kol Horetz Lahagil Memshalto, Kamosha Kosser. Vishbati Gon Zaydim, the Geus Aritzu Meshko. Because he just wanted to increase his own power and his own ego and his own greatness. You wanted to raise yourself to the heavens, so you got caught up in your egomania. Who'll be like God? That he says that he's the only one that exists, and besides him, there's nothing else. The name of Habakkuk, Koy Botzei Abetzah, Roll the Beis Losim B'Moram Kino. That he tries, all he's doing is Botzei Abetzah. He's just taking things for himself in order to build big castles so he could be in the Moram. Vine Zekonchus Shasancharet. It's the same thing like by Sancharet. Well, Lakachom Arkosel, Lachin Kolam Arashem. Hini Poket Amelch Bova Velatzak Shapakati Amelch Hashem. He says, in the case of Nebuchadnezzar, there's another one. Shehosef al gzera, v'heira al Yisrael yosemor, k'mo shem aboka tzafti al ami, chilalti nachalasi, v'etnein biyotcha lo santalem rachmim al zakein, nechbad v'olich ma'od. He says, but you expanded and did more than you were supposed to. V'al kein bo aleyem onesh kofulu mechupo, shenishma zaro legamri. So this is the deacon of Ramban. Go back. Ramban says that there are two ways, there are actually three outcomes for the Major Ramban. There are three outcomes for the Divrei Navi, for the Ummah that oppresses Klal Yisrael. Amazing, amazing things. It's hard to say it. One, they can walk away like Tzadikim, and that's if they oppress Klal Yisrael the way they're supposed to, and not more. Tzadikim, the Zohar, they're keeping the Mitzvah Samalach, Zer Samalach. Amazing thing. He says, then there's two other possibilities. One other possibility is they do it, but they do it for their own personal gain, their own illusions of grandeur and their own hatred and sin and evil. If they do it that way, then they're Nanach. That's Melach Asher, Sancheret, is an example for that. There's a third possibility. What's the third possibility? Is Nebuchadnezzar. That's where he does it for himself. Because of his own, he wants to augment his own fantasies of grandeur, his greatness, and he did more than he was supposed to. And he did more, he expanded, he did more than he was supposed to. He says, V'al kein bo aleihem onesh kafal u'mechupal, shenishmat zaro legamri, v'lo yeh l'bavol shem u'sha'or, min v'necher, v'nishmido ira la'olamin, shenema v'ayis l'bavol tzvi mamlechus, the pride of the king, the kingdoms, Teferis gone, Kasdim, the beauty and the glory of the constant kima pechas alikim esedom v'samora lo seished lo netzach v'lo sishkana dor v'dor v'rov sushom tzivim musirom yirag dushom v'ama ba'akasav ki nikmas ar Hashem mi nikmas echolo ksiv chamosi she'eri al bovel tome yoshev asim v'domi al yoshvei kastin tome shmachem tome ar Hashem himi rov esrivech v'nikamti es nikmas echol psukim rabin tehor many psukim of this. That's my last conclusion. Okay, so yes.
Is the
person
aware of the role
of Rav Shaka?
Are they aware? They would have to be aware.
It's an interesting thing. It comes out that the Divrei Navi is an amazing Ramban. That the Divrei Navi is to fulfill the Dvar Hashem and to oppress Klal Yisrael. And to oppress Klal Yisrael. And if they did it that way, they would walk away tzaddik. And if they do it because of their own evil intention, they were shunned. But if they not only, but that's if they stay within the bounds they were showing. But if they stay with, if they stay without the bounds, outside the bounds, then they're really nenash legamri. And that's now go back to the Geek and the Ramban. What did Ramban say? The Barry, what did he say? He says lohoya lohoya bolam onish gadol. Nice. What he's saying? He says they had an onish gadol because they did both things. They did it for evil, and they went beyond what they were supposed to do. You see, that's what the Ramban says. Mm-hmm. So according to the Ramban, you see, that's why I say it's hard to read the diet. When you look back now at the Ramban, if you see the way he sets up everything, now you see why he said it that way. It's a good lesson to learn. It's very hard to read the diet in a Rishon, because you have to know where he's coming from. You don't know what his intention is. He may just say it that way because he's thinking of the whole expression. This is the best way to express it, not necessarily a deal. But anyways. Yeah. Interesting Ramban? Oh, yeah, go ahead.
It comes out according to this, that's right, that even though it's a hashgach of this B'chai Israel, they were able to do more than the hashgach was set for.
Okay, but before I get into that, what is the main thing you have to say here now in the Ramban? Let's go back now to the Ramban. We showed two opinions, the Ramban's opinion on Va'avodim Ve'inu Osam, and we showed the Ravid's opinion on Vavodim V'ino Osam, and that's why the Ravid had a difficulty with the Rambam, because he was operating on his premises. And what's the Ramban's premise? What's the Ramban was not bothered with the Ravid's problem. What was he bothered? What bothered him? See, what? Just go back. Now you see what his whole theory is, what his whole system is. But what bothered the Ramban? Yes?
I have a question.
Okay, but first let's find out what he's saying. What is he? What bothered him? Come back. What bothered the Ramban? Well, why did the Ramban say he doesn't accept the Rambam? See, the Rav Nosson Tam is a miskinu dvar vetzli. Why? What is it? Has Ramban interesting Ramban? What is he? He's saying something very important. He's saying that divrei nevuah is l'chola olam. That's what he's, and that's part of the thing that he shows you. So it comes out that the nevuah to Avram Avinu and Brisbane Avram wasn't just Avram. It was for the Mitzrim too.
And they knew it.
Apparently, otherwise it holds his old theory falls. But I mean, his old theory falls. But you don't say that. If they didn't know, so then you don't need the writer. Then the Ramban, that's like the case he gives. And he gives you that case to show you that he's not forgetting anything here. That if a person was nigza gzera, just because this guy's a ratzeach, we don't say it's mekayin dvar Hashem. Is it Otzeach and Yisrael Misa? So he's saying the same thing. He put that in here to show you that's not the case over here by Vavod and Vinosa. So what did the Ramban hold? An amazing idea to Ramban held. Ramban held that Nevuah, because you're not allowed to be Kovesh Nevuaso, and when Avram Avinu received that Nevuah, he had to tell everybody, and the Umos and everyone knew about it. It was not concealed. The Jews knew it, and they repeated it, and the Mitzrim heard it, and they knew it. That's what Ramban says. Amazing thing. So really, it was according to the Ramban. I mean, if you didn't have the Ramban, somebody says they say they're crazy. But the Ramban is saying, in other words, what the Ramban is saying was this was an opportunity for the Mitzrim. The Mitzrim could have emerged from this situation as great tzaddikim by putting Klal Yisrael in office. That's what the Ramban says. That's right. I don't think so, but I don't think anybody's malamed course on the Mitzvah. But the Ramban. That's what the Ramban is saying. Basically, Ramban is saying that this was an opportunity that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Mitzvah, and they had Bechira, and he gave them an opportunity to exercise their Bechira and be tzaddik and gemurim by being the kind of the Dvar Hashem and enslaving Klal Yisrael. If only they would have done it the right way. They could have made a lot of money. They could have worked them and had it, and had all the value of their work and their toil become very enriched and Olam Haba. No, that's what Rambam says. Amazing Rambam. That's what he said. So why does the Ramban say that? So why does the Ramban? But they chose, their bechira was to exercise it in the wrong way and double wrong. Double wrong, intentionally, and also that they went beyond what they had a right to do up here. But the interesting thing is, the Ramban maintains that's the yisod in this Ramban is nevuah is for kol olam kulo. That's the same thing over by Sancheriv, and the same exact thing by Nebuchadnezzar, that they had a mitzvah to be macher of the mikdash. That was a mitzvah, and if they would have done that, they would have been tzaddik. But they didn't do the tvar. They didn't do the tvar Hashem because of doing the Dvar Hashem. They did it for evil reasons, and they transcended the boundaries. That's what the Rambam, amazing Rambam, but he has a lot of support from the Rambam did not hold it. The Rambam, it's clear, did not hold it. They disagreed with it.
They disagreed
that the whole everything. I mean, if the Rambam would have held like the Rambam, I mean, he wouldn't have said what he said. No, on the contrary. I mean, it's not even a kasha. It's not even a kasha. According to Ramban, the kasha doesn't begin. What are you going to ask? Well, what's the question? What do you mean they have free will? This was a tzivui. The person gets a tzivui, doesn't have free will? That is a tzivui. It means he has free will. So they received the tzivui. No question at all, according to Ramban.
Did Ramban hold they didn't know about it, or he just told us not a tzivui?
What's that?
Did Ramban hold that they didn't know about it?
I don't know. I'm not going to guess what the Ramban. I'm not going to try to guess what the Ramban knows.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you say that... A corollary of the Ramban is that a mitzvah, you do a mitzvah for Lashma, it's an Avera.
Oh, what's that? Before we get into that, I just want to emphasize one thing. That's what the Ramban held Nevuah as L'chol Olam Kula. Not just for Klal Yisrael. It's for everybody. And the Mitzvah had received, the Nevuah was for the Mitzvah also. That's how it was. But Gam Nesagoy Asher Yavodu Don Onochi. What does it mean? It means I'm going to be done them also to see how they keep this Nevuah. See? I'm going to be done them too. See if they keep it right. I'll get svar. If they don't keep it right, I'll get an onus. That's the way Rambam is. The Klal Yisrael drive was correct. Oh, if they would have done it right, you mean would they have gone up Rechush Gadol? If they would have done it right, you mean is that a prediction or is that a, I don't know. I mean, the Ramban doesn't say there's no serious prediction. But the Ramban is, I don't know if the Ramban is concerned about that. In other words, the Ramban's not disagreeing with the Rambam that there are predictions. He agrees with that. But he holds insofar as the Dvar Hashem, insofar as oppressing Klal Yisrael is concerned, that is a tzivui. That's a tzivui. Yeah, would they have done it? Maybe it would, I don't know. I don't know the answer. It's hard to know a lot of the details. I can't say for sure the details. But basically, the basic idea of the Ramban is an astounding idea. Yeah, well, that was
the question. This is a riot. It's like riot's issue. It's an Esau knew about the Nebuah also. That's why Dr. didn't think Eretz Yisrael was the Seir, because he knew about the Nebuah. So Nebuah was apparently with no. So just to give bring in the idea that the Nebuah was made public. It was not a... it was not kept... to Avraham, you know, I'll just keep it from the, you know, to Yitzchak, to Yaakov. It was passed on. Everyone knew the Nebuah.
Yeah. So definitely knew what to say.
So power
you kept... You mean Asa kept it.
Asa
kept it. Yeah, you're right. So yeah, Asa
knows.
Yeah, Asa kept it. Yes.
Another
is also like that. That's the Ramban's argument. Ramban's argument is a nevuah is not just a prediction. A nevuah is a tzivui, and they were mitzvah to do. It's an amazing Ramban. Yes.
In general,
Ramban has no problem with Bechira Chashis, because Ramban's saying, what do you ask? Why these Muslims were destined to enslave the Jews? They weren't supposed to do that. That was a tzivui. They just didn't do it properly. They didn't do it intelligently. They didn't do it properly. They would have used chokhma and followed the Dvar Hashem the way they should. They would have been big tzaddik. Amazing. Rambam did not hold there's any mitzvah for Egyptians to enslave the Jews. That the Rambam did not accept that idea. That there's a mitzvah for the nation to enslave, enslave another nation. No mitzvah like that. That's the machlokes in Ramban and the Rambam. Okay. So you have three positions basically on the question. Three positions. But I want to get back. Yeah. When he's saying the Agada, by a reu or son of mitzvim, k'mashenema, hava neschak mola. See, really, you should say panirba. That's the hava neschak mola. Okay. We have to get an etzer. But so you have to get an etzer. So where's the evil in that? Okay, you could say that itself means it's true. But the panirba is the is what the Ramban says. Because Pen Yibba means that let's diminish the numbers. You say Pen Yibba, that's what the Ramban is. Okay, but anyways, let me get back to this. So, yeah.
One last thing. What, according to Ramban, it would be very strange that what should have happened is the Egyptians should have
acted. I want to get back to Yisrael. To Yisrael. Where, because Yisrael said, this is the thing. You see, this is the thing. What did he say? That was his whole raya. It was by say yeah, the first part of Pasuk. Ki ati yadati ki golo al Hashem mikol ha'olayim ki vadovar shezodu aleihem. What is the idea that Yisro was saying? So according to Rashi, I'll explain to you what Rashi means. Rashi says it's mido keneged mido. What does it mean, mido keneged mido? It means that, you see, Yisro was a certain kind of, was a certain kind of a chacham. Was a great chacham. And he was a person that investigated himself. So what was the difference between him and between Avraham Avinu, for instance? The difference was in this. See, Avraham Avinu was a thinker that was a total thinker. He could think from scratch. He could think in any situation, and he could work out the truth himself. He had the ability to creatively, with his intellect, discover the truth. He was a true, absolute discoverer of the emes. That was Avraham Avinu. Yisro wasn't. He's a great chacham, but he wasn't on that level. See, Yisro was a comparative thinker. A comparative thinker. What is a comparative thinker? It means like this. It means if you show him various systems, so he can analyze them and he can sense where the difficulties are, which are true, which are not true. And when he senses the truth, he understands that this is the truth. But he can't think originally on his own and come up with the theory.
He has to be exposed.
He's a comparative. That's a Rashi. Ki ata yadati ki gadol Hashem mikol Elohim melamed she'avak yada kol avodah zarah shel. He doesn't mean. I mean that's a Chazal saying. Rashi quoted Chazal. It means he was a comparative thinker. That's a certain kind of a mind. You could take a person, you could show him different various schemes, and he could be very good at telling you, "Oh, this is not good." Because oh, that's the true system. So, that's not the same level as a person you give him a blank piece of paper and tell him to come up with the correct idea. That's a different kind. That was a Avraham Avinu. Yisro was not a Avraham Avinu. But Yisro was a great chacham. I mean, to do that is itself is great chacham. I can't put that down. That's a tremendous level. A person that's on that level is on a very high level. That was Yisro. So Yisro, when Yisro saw, he says, "Ata yadati ki gadol ar Hashem mikol alahim." He meant to say in his investigations, Malame, that he investigated all the systems, and he says, "Now I see this is the correct system." Why? Ki badovar shezodolem. Rashi learns it means mida keneged mida. What does that mean? It means that all the people that make up their own nonsensical religions, you can see the emotions of man are apparent in all those systems. Of course, that's all it is. They're projecting their own human emotions onto a deity. So it's obvious. It's transparent, you see. But this is the Enes. Because Mido Keneged Mido means God doesn't give an onus to punish the person. It's that the person should learn from it. He's a Melame. Because Eisa Sheh Yehav Hashem Yechiyach. Tochacha Kodesh Baruch Hu is Hashem Hashem Kerech Lechanan. Even in an onus, it's a limud. It's to point the way. How does a person know? Because Mido Keneged Mido awakens him to the idea that maybe it's because I did this. So it's a derech of limud. According to Rashi, that's the pshat. He says this is the true system. Nobody would ever think of nobody would come up with this. This idea stems from the Anas. The old Avodah Zarah, their gods punished, but it's vindictive. You can see right away it's transparent. It's just projecting the emotions of man onto a deity. You see, but this is the Anas. This you can see is the Anas. That God is shofet. That's the shofet Anas. Mido keneged mido, to be malame the individual, to teach him an idea, to perfect him. That he saw, and he says, this is the true system. That's according to Rashi. According to the Ramban, it was different. According to Ramban, what he saw was this idea that the Ramban says. Namely, that this idea, ki badovar shezodu aleihem, there's two things in what he said. One is that the Borei Olam will give the people an opportunity, like the Mitzrayim, to have an opportunity to enslave a nation and get schar, that they enslave the Am Hashem. That's a concept that that stems only from the MS. He saw that idea. That idea showed him this is the true system. This is not a system that's a man-made system. To have that Klal Yisrael should say that it was a schus, that the Mitzrim could have enslaved their nation and they could have emerged as tzaddikim, such an idea has to stem from the MS. That doesn't come from man's projections, human projections.
The second thing,
the onesh comes because of zodu. Really, they could have had a mitzvah, tremendous mitzvah. This was an opportunity. But what happened? Kibadova shezodu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is done the person by his lade. He's done according to his lade. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his judgment is not like the primitive Ovdei Avodah Zarah, their primitive ideas, where they say, you did this, you did that, and they make up these nonsensical things, that this is a violation, that's a violation, but you see it in the Torah, on the contrary. According to the Torah, the same activity could have been a big schus, and they would have walked away as Tzaddik and Gemara. But Kibadova Shezodu, because of the onesh came because of the richness of their heart, because they misused the Bechira, and instead of an opportunity to enrich themselves, they misused it, and they were nenash because of their intention, because of the imperfection of their souls, because their souls chose the road of imperfection. That's why they were nenash. He says, Ata Yadati. He saw this is the system of MS. So he was able, that was Yisrael. Yisrael was able to be makir, the MS. That was the kind of thinker he was. Great thinker, great mind. He saw the truth, he recognized it, he saw it. Now it's clear. Because this is a different system. This system is Me'ez Hashem. Okay.